All right, I'm here. We can eat.
Dinner will be a minute, Mike. Carol's at the store.
When it's ready, will it be free?
Yes.
Then I'll stay.
Mmm, boy, those fish sticks sure smell.
We're waiting for tartar sauce.
Is Carol back yet?
Relax, Ben. Dinner's gonna be a while.
It's not dinner. She was supposed to buy toilet paper. Mike, do you have any toilet paper?
No, I never buy the stuff. I steal yours. Gosh, you guys don't think very much of me, do you?
No.
If you're dumb enough to do it, then you're dumb enough to tell them about it. Speak.
Well.
Oh, you think you are so cute with that curly hair, unending smile, and happy disposition. You make me puke.
What's going on, Carol?
Yeah, and more importantly, where's the tartar sauce?
Mike, this is bigger than tartar sauce.
Where's the toilet paper?
We have no tartar sauce. We have no toilet paper. We have no groceries. And why don't we have any groceries, Chrissy?
There was a lady who was needy with a dirty face, and I gave her the grocery money.
How selfish can you be? What is a hungry person doing inside a supermarket?
Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near. The best is ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes our way. Maybe rain or shine, all the time, we got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Sharing the laughter and love. Carol, come on, we're gonna be late.
Honey? With the light of day, I'm not so sure this is such a good idea anymore.
Oh, are you kidding? Down at the free clinic, she's going to meet some people who are down on their luck, who are not freeloaders, misfits, and losers.
Well, that could happen, yes.
I mean, last night, I couldn't believe the way she was talking, Maggie. I mean, I don't remember ever being so disappointed in one of our children. Where does she get that insensitivity?
So you're saying I'm a bad mother?
No, Maggie.
Well, excuse me for being a little concerned about our daughter hanging out with dangerous people.
Maggie, I have been working with these people for 6 months.
Jason, there's a reason you've been working with them for months.
Maybe you ought to come down and volunteer.
Well, I've thought about it, and I've just been looking for the right weekend. Hey, I've got an idea. I'll just write you a check.
Maggie, we do amazing things down there. It's a place I really believe in. Do you honestly think I'd put my daughter in danger?
No.
And underneath, you know, she's a smart enough girl. I have a gut feeling that, well, she's going to see this is a very worthwhile experience.
All right, I'm ready. Let's get this nightmare over with.
Come on, Carol, this way. Right along here to the right of where all the doctor's offices are. You'll see that there's, Carol, what are you doing?
Getting rid of all my jewelry.
Come on.
Oh, excuse me. You dropped this.
Thank you, Webster. And what have we learned from this?
They're watching me. They're all watching me.
All right, this is the main conference room. This is where all those deadbeats come to fake their way through group sessions so they can go back on the street and beg, borrow, and steal from people like you.
Uh-huh.
Carol, I was being sarcastic.
I know you were, Dad. And I also know why you brought me here, so that I could see that there are other people worse off than me.
When did you become such a princess?
I am not a princess. Now, can we just get this pointless exercise over with so I can go home and take a nap?
Okay.
clinic?
Oh, I'm sorry, we cannot give prescriptions over the phone. And, by the way, I don't think that's a legal drug. Well, you don't have to be rude about it. Excuse me, but that is anatomically impossible.
Excuse me, is the food bank open?
The hours are 1 to 4. Sign in here. Last name first name last.
Oh, I'm not here to get food. I'm here to give food.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just...
For your information, dinner's in. See, I put in long hours at the spa to keep my body lean and mean. You look familiar.
Do you go to Columbia?
Only to pee. Hold on. Stick your nose up in the air like you smell something bad.
No.
Yeah, I know you. You take the number one train.
Well, I don't know you.
I sell you the New York Times every day.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. How nice to see you outside of work.
These black people get on my nerves, too.
All right, let's have all my juvenile delinquents this way. I'm your last hope, so don't tick me off. Oh, you. Oh, I said this way, princess.
No, Dr. Miller, she's not one of your juvenile delinquents. She's a person of substance who's just slumming down here.
That's right.
Wait! You know, we need people like you.
These white people get on my nerves, too.
You're making fun of me.
No, that was a joke. You're Dr. Seaver's daughter, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, how'd you know?
I returned your earring this morning.
Oh, yes, right. Of course. Nick, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's Webster.
Webster, Nick, they're very close.
You don't notice people, do you?
Oh, it's nothing personal. I don't notice important people either.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just a little uncomfortable. I mean, there is a bucket full of guns right here.
Well, why are you volunteering here?
Oh, I'm not volunteering. My father dragged me down here so I could get some sensitivity.
Still kind of early in the day, huh? Lucky for you, you're here on a day I volunteer.
Oh, you're a volunteer? Oh, what a relief. I thought I'd put my foot in my mouth again. For a second there, I thought you were one of them.
Oh, ooh, heaven forbid, no.
I know what you're saying. I mean, what is it with these people?
I know. Can't they get a job? Can't they be respectable? I guess they just like to fool themselves with all these sessions.
Oh, I know.
Webster, we have to push back your 2 o'clock session. They've got Dr. Miller cornered.
2 o'clock session? You're one of them.
Ew.
No.
My parole officer says I can get 6 months off my probation if I get a high school equivalency certificate.
So what are you going to do?
Study.
Yeah. Wish my oldest son was on parole. All right, Webster, that's all the time we have for today. And, by the way, I'm real proud of you. Last year, did you think you'd be going back to school?
No way.
Hey, Carol, how you doing?
Well, I gave back all the weapons, but there was one extra.
That's mine.
Thought we had a breakthrough.
I found this in the copier machine. I think it's an English paper.
You didn't read it, did you?
No.
Then what are all these red marks?
Okay, I read it and corrected it. Force of habit.
Well, what did you think?
It was moving and compelling.
Especially for a street kid, right?
Look, I'm not saying that the spelling wasn't atrocious and the grammar awful. And I've never heard the word mother used quite so colorfully. But the ideas behind it. When you're deciding whether or not to rob the liquor store, I knew how you were feeling. It took me 2.5 months to pick my major. I mean, decisions like that can affect your whole life.
Golly.
You're making fun of me again.
No, it's just you're the first person who's read it.
Webster, it's good.
Can you help me make it better?
Thank you.
it's Saturday night. What are you doing going out?
Don't worry, it's not a date.
Come on, you're 19. You don't have to tell me where you're going, who you're going with, what you're going to be doing, or when you're coming back.
Good.
Because I'm proud of you, Carol. I was real proud of you today, the way you came down to the free clinic, and, well, you saw that those people are just like the rest of us. They only need a little trust and faith.
Thank you. And not that I have to tell you, but I'm meeting with Webster to help him with his English paper.
Oh, Webster. Hiya. You going over to his night school?
No.
Library?
No.
No, no? Just the two of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You think it's the Webster I know from the clinic. Well, it's not. It's Webster Thornhill from Columbia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Okay, great. You have a good time.
Dad, I can't believe this.
What?
It's the same Webster.
I am not a hypocrite.
I mean, after all this talk about me respecting people and I want to meet with him and you're upset?
Carol, it's just that, well, you don't know everything there is to know about Webster. I mean, he is, you know, on parole and... You're right. I am a hypocrite. And if you're going to respect somebody, you got to respect them as much as you would somebody else. So I'm sorry. You go and help them and have a good time. Okay?
Thank you, Daddy.
All right.
Bye.
That's what I brought her down there for. This is good. It's a good thing. I'm proud of her. Can't wait to tell Maggie. Maggie, your daughter is going out with an ex-con. Maggie... Carol's going out with an ex-con. Carol!
Where's Carol going?
Don't know. Don't have a clue. Mm-mm. No, honestly, I don't. Mm-mm. Nope. Come on, Maggie. Come on. My time's running out.
Okay. This is the best I can do. E-X-C-O-N.
That's ex-con. All right, just say it, Maggie. Don't try to be cute. I don't like it when you're cute. You're too old to be cute.
Why did you download that word, Maggie? Why did you use that word?
Because it's a triple word score.
Oh, it is. It is.
When I got paroled, I learned I was no longer a thief. What I am, I don't know. But I fear a dark and desperate time might come when I must define myself as something... And the only word that comes to mind is thief.
So beautiful. There's such a sense of hopelessness.
I'll say.
Well, read the rest.
No, that's all I got so far.
Well, what are your ideas for the ending?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe after this high school thing, I'd get some training and be a counselor for guys like me.
Really?
Yeah, City College has this program where you go part-time and you work part-time. And there's plenty of jobs in the bad neighborhoods because nobody wants to work there. And for me, it'd be a short commute. What are you going to do, Carol?
Well, I'm not sure exactly beyond Columbia, a top law school, clerking for a Supreme Court justice and not necessarily a woman. But I wouldn't rule out a career in politics.
So this will be our last meal together, huh?
Oh, no.
Some more coffee over here to cut the grease?
I told you not to order the chili. Hey, have you been in here before?
No, that's why I ordered the chili.
All night long, I've been trying to place your face.
Well, it's right here.
Maybe I saw you in Johnny Carson.
Look, I want to apologize. I mean, I must have seemed like such a...
Princess?
Okay, I was a princess.
Now, don't get down on yourself. Must be kind of strange for you to be in this kind of neighborhood.
Well, actually, I commute to Manhattan every day for school. I see all kinds of disgusting filth.
Yeah, but here you don't get to step over them and keep walking with a face like this.
I will have you know that I have lived in the city.
That's the guy that mugged me 2 years ago.
Okay. Thank God. All right, Maggie, your suspicions were true. I didn't want to say anything before because I knew you'd be upset, but Carol tonight has been out with an ex-con.
What?
Yes. Somebody that I've been working with down at the clinic. An armed robber.
Carol is out with him now.
No, she's not out with him now. She's home safe and sound, like I knew she would be. And I think we should applaud Carol's newfound sensitivity and awareness. Come on, yo, yo, hey, yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Jason, you were saying?
Carol is gonna be fine, all right? Let's just finish the game.
No, no, Carol is out with an ex-con?
Ex-con is hyphenated. That doesn't count, Maggie.
Yes, telephone.
Excuse me, phone?
No, 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 Mike, just take a message.
It sounds pretty important, Mom.
Well, so is this.
Okay. Guys, how do you spell precinct?
Did you know your daughter was going out with a convicted felon?
Some of us did.
That's not good.
What happened?
Well, what happened was the owner of the diner recognized the suspect as a man who mugged him a couple of years ago. The owner called the police, held the guy at gunpoint. Before we arrived, the suspect wrestled the gun away from the guy, and then, this is crazy, he took $10 from a full cash register and fled.
It was a miracle Carol wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound like Webster. Webster would be the kind...
Webster! Jason, please.
Carol.
Oh, honey. Are you okay?
I think so.
Oh, my poor baby. Let's go home.
Daddy, I don't understand what happened.
Forget about it.
Mom, I don't want to forget about it. Daddy, how could this happen?
I don't know.
Daddy, he was telling me how he wanted to be a counselor and help other kids. We were laughing. And then all of a sudden this guy comes and pulls this gun on him and calls him a thief. You're a thief. That's all you are, is a thief. And Webster's eyes changed. It was like he died. And then he just grabbed the gun, took some money, and left.
He's a criminal, Carol.
Mom, he is more than that. He was trying. I mean, you should read this essay. He had worked on it so hard. And then he just left it there like it didn't even matter. Daddy, I don't understand.
Jason, are you coming to bed? I'm not through yelling at you yet.
No, not right now.
I finally got Carol to sleep. You know what she said to me as she was drifting off? She actually said that she was glad that she went down to that awful clinic. Jason, are you listening to me?
She could have been killed.
Damn right, she could have been killed. Look, Jason, I want to help the downtrodden people just as much as you do, but when there's a chance that one of our children can...
Maggie, I put my daughter in danger. I know that. Yes, yes, it was a silly idea. My stupid idealism. I believe that just because I go down there and I work with those people that I can make a difference. I can change them, Maggie. I'm a fool.
Oh, Jason, I never called you a fool.
Oh, if anything had happened to her, Maggie... God...
Sweetheart, I need a little of your stupid idealism in my life. I can be narrow-minded. But you know what? Together, we make a pretty balanced person. Separately, I'm not crazy about either one of us.
Well, I always thought, you know, I believed that if you were... a good person, if you treat people with respect, if you're sincere and you're fair and you're honest, if you believe in God, then nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm the people you love. And tonight, Maggie, I see for the first time it's, I was wrong.
Oh, Jason, just because Webster turned out bad doesn't mean you haven't helped a lot of people down there.
Well, Maggie, how do I know that they wouldn't have gotten better by themselves? How do I know I make a difference?
You make a difference with me?
It's very sweet.
I think I want to be alone for a bit.
Okay. Jason. I love you.
I'm glad. What are you doing here?
Where else can I go?
Well, you came to the wrong place.
I made a big mistake.
You made a mistake? What about me? I trusted you, Webster. I trusted you with my daughter.
I didn't plan for that.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm going to call the police.
Well, is Carol all right?
What do you care?
I care, damn it, I do.
Now, what were you doing tonight, Webster?
Dr. Seaver, tonight, for the first time, seemed like all the stuff we talked about could really happen. Then that guy in the diner starts talking about stuff that happened years ago, saying that I was a thief and that was all I was ever gonna be. Well, he convinced me.
Well, you know better.
Yeah, but probably only because of you, and that's why I'm here.
Because of me?
Yeah, I wouldn't feel so awful right now if you hadn't made me feel so good. Would you come down to the police station with me? I need you to come with me.
I'll come with you, Webster.
I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I'm sorry, Doc. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, we'll get you through it.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Ben gets a reality check when he dreams his life is a sitcom. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Kevin regrets breaking up with Becky when it wreaks havoc on his relationship with Winnie.